On October 13, 1964, the Riverfront Expressway was officially added to the interstate highway system. The plan was to run it from the I-10 exit at Elysian Fields down to and along the river, where it would join up with the Mississippi River Bridge. It didn't happen, but only because a group of citizens rose up in dismay and fought it all the way to defeat. Key to that defeat were French Quarter preservationists, civic leaders, and two young lawyers, William Borah and Richard Baumbach.
Well, I came back to New Orleans in 1965 because my dad was ill. I was, all intentions, of going back to London and completing my master's degree. And then I got involved in the expressway controversy with my friend Dick Baumbach, who was also a young lawyer. And I remember we sat in Café du Mont one particular morning, and we both looked at each other and said, if we got anything more important to do with our lives than to fight this highway? And we said, no. And we just devoted our lives to trying to stop that highway.
That's Bill Borah. What started as his and Dick Baumbach's righteous indignation at the whole Riverfront Expressway idea turned into a five-year battle that pitted preservationists and community activists against the entire business community. In some cases, even family member against family member.
We formed special interest groups, and eventually I got a call from a man named Edgar Stern, very important man in the city, very wealthy, a businessman who didn't want to see that highway built either. So I went to work for the Sterns. They were incredibly helpful. And of course, they funded me and they funded Dick. We went to Washington. We thought that we could win this in federal court.
On the opposing side of that argument was the entire city council, including Jimmy Fitzmaurice. Born in New Orleans on November 15, 1921, the soon-to-be 92-years-old Jimmy Fitz has been a lover and a booster of this city his whole life. A Jesuit high school graduate, he started his working life at age 18 as a messenger boy for Kansas City Southern Railroad, rising to become its vice president. A former councilman at large, he too remembers the controversy of the Riverfront Expressway.
The Riverfront Expressway was quite a political battle. The Riverfront Expressway had been approved by every group you could think of. There was one lovely lady by the name of Martha Robinson, who was a community activist. And Martha Robinson, from the very beginning, was opposed to the Riverfront Expressway. We, my associates and I, thought it would be great coming along the riverfront and going out. It passed the city council 7-0.
But they didn't know Martha Robinson, a dogged defender of the French Quarter, an opponent of what appeared to be the rampant destruction of neighborhoods through a newfangled idea called urban renewal.
Martha Robinson and her group continued to oppose it. Later on, it was ruled that we were not going to be able to put it out there. And that probably was the best decision that was made. We were wrong, I was wrong, in saying let's go put it on the riverfront. Had we done that, for all intents and purposes, we would have destroyed a lot of that beautiful progress that's on the riverfront today.
On August 22, 1969, the Riverfront Expressway plan was removed from the interstate system. For more information about the never-to-be Riverfront Expressway and Jimmy Fitz, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.